You know, if you remember anything from today's program, I hope it's this. When Somali pirates were holding a U.S. ship captain hostage last week, Katie Erbick of Wheaton, Illinois, grew worried. On Sunday, news came that Captain Richard Phillips had been rescued, but that still didn't ease her mind because her son, Tom, a 26-year-old marine engineer, was on the Liberty Sun, which is another U.S. ship in the waters off Somalia.
I was getting very nervous for Tom because I hadn't heard from him in a while, and I was hearing the reports on the news that the Somali pirates had vowed revenge and were going to try to attack American ships and not take prisoners, just kill them.
Then yesterday morning, she got an email titled, "I Love You All." It was from her son, Tom, and it wasn't exactly reassuring because it also said,
"We are under attack by pirates. We are being hit by rockets, also bullets. We are barricaded in the engine room, and so far no one is hurt."
It seemed that her worst fears were being realized.
That was pretty alarming and very scary, but I only had to deal with that for a minute or two because the email that came in almost immediately after I read that one was the one that said the Navy had arrived, they were safe, and they were being escorted into Mombasa.
That escort was the USS Bainbridge, the same U.S. Navy ship that rescued Captain Richard Phillips on Sunday. Ms. Erbick says she knows what she'd like to hear next from her son.
You know, I'd love to hear his voice, and I'd love to hear him say, "They're flying me home."
Although for now, she'll have to make do with his last email.
All is well. I love you all, and thank you for the prayers. Tom.
The Liberty Sun suffered damage, but no crew member was hurt. The cargo ship is continuing its journey to Mombasa, Kenya, to which it is carrying humanitarian aid.